Jeremy Corbyn is going to make a speech today in which he is very critical of the cuts to the police, and the number of police officers in England and Wales has fallen by 19,000 since the Conservatives came to power in 2010. Have those cuts gone too far, and are they now compromising safety?
Well, first of all, I would say I think his, I'm afraid, timing is incredibly disappointing and crass, given there is a live police operation. I'm a Lancashire MP. Many of my neighbours and some of the near constituents have been in this attack themselves to try and make a sort of political statement about it.
But if the substance of what he says is right, then surely it's right to make it now.
Well, I don't think... And this is why his timing is also appalling, because actually I don't think the substance of what he says is correct at all. When you fight counter-terrorism, it's not just boots on the ground. It's investing in those technologies I've just been talking to. It's investing in the security services and MI6. We've invested in an overseas network. And in that space, we've seen our investment go from 11.7 billion in 2015. We gave it a 20% increase to 15.2 billion over this parliament. We took the original commitment and increased. That's a massive investment. An investment you probably won't find in other parts of the public sector. We've increased by 2,000 intelligence officers in GCHQ, MI6 and MI5. We've invested in the technology, because counterterrorism is the whole chain. We do the PREVENT programme. We invest in that and make sure that we have from top to bottom. So it's not just about boots on the ground. The French, as you'll notice, have troops and police everywhere at the moment, and their levels of attack are unprecedented. No, I don't, because, first of all, let's be absolutely clear, the person that caused these deaths this week was the individual and the terrorist that supported him. No one else is to blame for that. They did it.
And he does make that point clear in his speech.
Well, yeah, but he also then, I'm afraid, doesn't quite go on to be, in my view, clear about what he regards as terrorism and what he regards as something that should be unequivocally rejected. You know, I'm sitting here in Manchester, a place where 21 years ago the IRA detonated a bomb that injured 212 people. That was the last terrorist act in Manchester. They are all terrorists. We have to be unequivocal that no amount of excuses, no amount of twisted reasoning about a foreign policy here or a foreign policy there can be an excuse. The reality is these people hate our values. You have to only have to look at their propaganda to realise the seeds of Salafist jihadism, which this lot are currently pursuing, go back way before foreign wars. They started in the 30s and 50s by a guy that went to America and didn't like the values. It's about the values they hate. They hate our rule of law. They hate our equality. They hate our democracy. And the way to see that off is not to feed excuses, not to allow those people that right now our police are trying to find, to give them any cause to think, well, I'm slightly justified. They're not justified. In this country, it's democracy, the rule of law and equality that we stand for. And we absolutely reject terrorism, and so should Jeremy Corbyn on all fronts.
Ben Wallace, thank you very much.